It's already working. It's working out for me. I believe it's already working. It's working out for me. I want to ask you a question. Do you believe? Do you believe? And it's already working. It's already working. It's already working.
It's working out for me.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Thank all of you for being here. It is a great day to be alive. As you heard, as you were coming on, my new single, It's All Working, is coming out this Friday. I need you to do me two favors. I need you to go to Facebook right now. All right. Right now, those of you that are here, and put in Bishop Greg Davis Music. Bishop Greg Davis Music. Bishop Greg Davis Music on Facebook. And I need you to like that page. And I need you to like it and follow it. All right. That's the record company's page for me. And they watch it because record companies don't invest in people. I'm on the same company that Pastor Mike and James Fortune and Cardi Cortez and others are on. So if you would like and follow that page, and as you do that, just say done or whatever. All right. Go to Bishop Greg Davis Music. All right, that's it, Joy. Please like and follow it. Bishop Greg Davis Music. All right, like it, and share it. Then the second thing I need you to do, go to Apple Music, and you can pre-order it. Just put my name in, Bishop Greg Davis, and put in there, pre-order it, all right? If you already have a subscription, I understand, and you can go to Spotify and listen to it, you know, I get it, but that don't help. The record business is a lot different now than it was. I need you to download in advance the EP, all right? Put in Bishop Greg Davis. You see me in a tan outfit with a tan and burgundy hat on, and it'll say it's all working, all right? Little extra for y'all. I'm not really putting it out there, but you can actually get, and Dr. Paulette, I guess it would be for you on those that have Androids. I forget what the store is called, but it would be there also, wherever music is. So let me say this, the Play Store, thank you. The radio single is already there for you to preview. They released the radio single. So you can get, what you just heard was the extended version. Extended version is 6 minutes. You get the whole thing. For radio, songs are not supposed to be, hey Linda, more than 4 minutes. So you're gonna get both of them when you download the music. Put done in the chat if you do that for me. Then thirdly, I need you, thirdly, to share it with your friends. Tell your friends, go over there, like my Bishop's Facebook page. Get his music. Because like Erica said, I actually did the song. And when I hear it, now my Bishop, we sent him the song and he did it in the studio, Bishop Morton. Bishop Robinson was there with me, technology. Bishop Morton is such a pro, he did it in New Orleans. And thank you, Dawn. Thank you. His musician told us that he did the first take around. He did it. All right. So can y'all hear me on Instagram? Somebody say you can't hear. Can y'all hear me on Instagram? Say yes. Can y'all hear me on Instagram? Erica, can y'all hear me over there? Okay, she had to come back in and go out then. Okay. Kimmy J, that's so nice of you. She said, sorry I'm late. That's okay. I'm honored that y'all can be here. I know y'all be busy. So by all means, go to Apple Music, download it now, pre-order it, all right? If somebody pre-ordered it, can you tell me how much it costs? I don't even know how much it costs. I don't even know what it costs. That's a shame. I know singles cost $1.29 usually. But anyway, do that for me. Pre-order it, Kimmy J. You always go and see. pre-order it. All right. All right. Let me get into this message today because I'm on assignment today. I'm on assignment today. The Lord gave me this Sunday night. And I believe Prophet Shaw was talking to Dr. Paulette. Usually while we're closing, I'm laying down and it hit me. I think it was Dr. Paulette. Go on and purchase it, Kimmy J. Go and purchase it. I think he was talking to Dr. Paulette. And today I'm going to talk about the next move. The next move. Yeah. Linda, thank you for that precious seed. I appreciate it. Kimmy J, let me know. Okay, thank you, Joy. Let me know how much it is, too. Linda, Father, I thank you for the precious seed that it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Thank you for the precious seed. I want to talk about the next move. The next move. You do know everything happens by movement, and God moved on the face of the water. Everything happens by movement. Nothing happens by osmosis. All right? You can't make it happen by wishing that it would happen. Are y'all listening to me? It happens. Y'all invite and share on TikTok. It happens by movement. Movement. The next move. Well, let me ask you a question. What's your next move? Because there's another move. There's another move coming. There's another move in you. Some of the main components of success is timing and making moves. Not just making moves, Dr. Paulette, Kimmy J, but making the right move. Huh? Being in the right place in the right time. Being in the right place at the right time. Making moves. Haven't heard from you. I'm making some moves. You've been quiet lately because I'm making some moves. You're not you ain't been saying nothing lately because I'm making some moves. Huh? The best moves are the moves behind the scenes. Huh? When you only tell a few people. Because let me say this about making moves. It ain't everybody's business. Some moves that you wanted to make, they were prohibited because you told the wrong people. You told the wrong people. You're here, and in order to get here, where you at right now, Carolyn Hayes, you're here because you made a move. Wherever you are right now, you're in this place. I feel the glory. You're in this place because you made a move. Where you at right now, you didn't just get here. You made a move to get here. Everything is about a move. Right? Miss Jackie is in Atlanta. It's because she made a move. She made a big move. We were a part of it. She made a big move. She got to Atlanta because of a move she made. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready for what I'm putting down? And sometimes next moves are not comfortable. But your last move wasn't comfortable. I'm putting something down, but y'all ain't picking it up. I said your last move, you got here, but your last move was scary. I mean, after all, Dr. Paulette, bringing people together to write anthologies, and whether or not they're gonna bite or not. I mean, there's some people, Dr. Paulette, that you didn't even know, you know, Clubhouse I see a lot of people from Clubhouse, from these rooms that have become a part. I mean, God, the last move was scary. I mean, because that's what some of y'all saying. The next move is, the last move was scary. I mean, Miss Bernice, you didn't know what was going to happen when you made the last move you made. I mean, shoot, man. I mean, shoot. You know, the last house you bought. Okay, let's see if you can get your prophetess in here. The last house you bought was scary. I mean, the house you living in right now. You had to faith it for that. Some of y'all ain't getting what I'm putting down. But if you was in your spiritual mind, you would get it. Because I'm preaching whether y'all saying it or not. Huh? I mean, the last, you had to apply pressure on the last thing. I mean, the last thing that God did, you had to sacrifice for it. I mean, the last thing, Joy, that God did for you, you had to sow a phenomenal seed. I mean, like, don't you act like you didn't know how the last thing you did, Kimmy, was going to turn. Where you at right now, you didn't know how it was going to turn out. You didn't know how this was going to turn out. Well, I mean, literally, what you walked out from last time and walked into right now, you're right now. You didn't know how it was going to turn out. I think we get amnesia, Christina. I mean, I really think, Marissa, we get, Terry, we get amnesia and we forget about how hard it was, Charles, to move where we are now. I mean, when I think 14 years ago that I went through a divorce and I was on TV and all the stuff, I mean, to come back to Detroit after I had been gone since the 90s, to come back to Detroit like in 2010, I mean, it was like, woo! What in the world, Erica? I mean, it was scary. So what's so hard about me to make another move? I mean, Portia, last thing you did was hard. It was confusing. It was mind-boggling for God to tell you to do that. But you did it. You didn't know where you was going. I mean, the last time, Erica. I mean, you talking about uncertainty. The last thing you did was uncertain. I mean, when you started that job for that company, you didn't know them people. Huh? I mean, you up and moved across the country, some of you. And you worried about the next move? You worry about having enough faith for the next move? You worried about how you gonna write the next book? You concerned whether God's favor on your life has run out? I mean, the Bible talks about morning by morning, new mercies we see, Lisa. God is, I need y'all to share this because I'm talking good to me, Talita. I mean, Melissa, why are you scratching your head about the next move? I mean, you scared to buy the next house and you bought the one you in? Didn't he Didn't he give you that one? I mean, you worried about Lorenzo, how you gonna pay for the next thing that God is for? I mean, Dr. Paulette, you ain't had enough money for what you done did already. You worried about the next move, money move, and you didn't have enough money for the move you just made? Oh, come on. Not Linda. You ain't gonna talk about a car? I'm putting my Louisiana voice up. You talking about a car? How did you get the car you driving? I mean, didn't you go to the dealership and trust God for the car you driving? Tell me I'm doing the best I can. I need y'all to give me some love. Share this. I mean, didn't you go to the dealership, picked out the car, and you prayed in that dealership, and you believed God for that? Huh? And the man came back and told you, you were approved, and you danced. And God says, Linda, step out on the next move. Ain't no more money you putting in that car. You could have put $8,000 on a new car. God said everything new. It keeps going that way because God said, time for the next move. I feel the spirit of prophecy. Huh? Like, I need you to think back of what God did the last time you made a move. I mean, when you gonna break the cycle? When you gonna break the cycle? I'm so glad don't nobody live next to me. Huh? When you gonna break the cycle of every time you get ready to go do something, make a new move? When you gonna break the cycle and stop doubting and stop questioning and stop? I see a next move, Lorenzo. I see a next move. I see another place. I see another climate. I see another. I feel the spirit of prophecy. 10 people put in the chat right now. The next move. 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 The next move, the next move, the next move, the next move, the next move. It's a different climate, Lorenzo. The next move, the next move. Huh? I mean, let me go over it again. I mean, in order to get where you at right now, you had to make a move, right? Huh? It was scary last time, right? But you made it. And you survived the last move. Do you hear what I'm saying? Didn't you survive the last move? Come on, talk back to me. Aren't you breathing and living and watching me? Didn't you survive the last move? I mean, where you at right now, you had to do what Tamika said. You had to bust the move. You didn't know how it was going to turn out, but you got enough courage. Didn't you get enough courage, Chocolate, for the last move? Didn't you pray the same prayers? I'm taking inventory. Didn't you pray the same prayers? And hot diggity dog, when I saw Blair say, yeah, you know what came to me? Some of y'all help people with their moves. You've been a part of moves. You've been a part of great moves. So you know how move goes. See, every time, Sean, that's go to lunch, Sean. That's go to dinner. That's go somewhere. Let's do a concert. You know, you my concert buddy when I ain't dating nobody. Huh? Every time you make a move, it gives you bigger faith. Your faith is strengthened and increased off of every move. It should be. We go from faith to faith and glory to glory. Because you did the last thing, it is a faith extender. What is a faith extender? It extends your faith. Put that in the chat right now. I'm teaching, you're taking notes. A faith extender is when God does something and it extends your faith. What you got last time and the move you made last time, it extended your faith. And it extends your faith for the next move. 19 people put in the chat, faith extender. My faith was extended when I opened groundbreaking studios. Huh? I am walking and living and breathing and moving in the faith extender of raising $53,000. To open a studio. Y'all not saying nothing. It extended my faith. So now, my faith now, Blair, is at a warehouse. I want a warehouse. I want to gut out a warehouse. And I want to put the studio there. Because when you make one move, it gives you vision for a bigger move. And it's called maximize faith. Huh? Let me ask you a question one more time. Let me ask you a question. Didn't you have to make a move to get where you at? I mean, you where you at today because you made a move, right? Right? It was scary, right? It was scary. Come on, let's admit it was scary. I mean, you didn't know how it was going to turn out, right? Right? Huh? You didn't know. You didn't know how that was. You didn't. Huh? Somebody in here that's watching me, that I don't know where you're at, but you lost a loved one. You lost a husband. You lost a partner. And now you're afraid to move to another relationship. But I hear the Lord saying, huh? It's time to make the next move. Huh? It's time to make the next move in love. It's scary. It's unknowing. Huh? Relationships are unknowing. It's risk. It's the risk factor. Huh? Huh? Y'all listen to me? Some of y'all started one business and now you're afraid. Some of you are serial entrepreneurs. That's why you have these ideas all the time. It's time to make the next move. Yes, it's uncertain, but you've been here before. You've been in uncertainty. You've been scary before. How do we do it here, Erica? How do we move here? Tell me, Erica, how do we do it? We move even when we are afraid. We do it scared. We do it afraid. I see y'all been here with me a minute. You were scared the last time. How am I gonna make it? You show me anybody that's done anything great. They've done it scared. They've done it afraid. For some of you, you've become stagnated. You were stagnated last time. You become content. I'm going to the scripture in a minute. You become complacent. You do more complaining than moving. Huh? Your mindset is to complain. Your mindset is no movement. You've gotten stuck. You've gotten stale. All you talk about is the last move. I got a revelation. You've made the last move a monument. It's no longer a move. It's a monument to the greatness of what has been. There are movements that are dying because they're living off of the last move. Let me tell you something. If God tell me to shut this all up, I'm going to shut it all up. Because I don't care how much people say, Clubhouse, this, that, and other. Y'all have to find me in the next move. Because this was 4 years ago, the new move. But the new move can become the old move if it's a new move. God Almighty, I ain't going nowhere, y'all. I'm just trying to give y'all an example. Huh? Huh? The next move. Huh? The next move. The next move. You become complacent. Whenever you become complacent, that means there's a next move. Y'all not saying nothing. Whenever you become complacent, that means there is a next move. Whenever you become complacent, that means there's a next move. Whenever you become irritated, that is a signal that there's a next move. Irritation causes growth. Huh? Why do you keep going through these same cycles? And don't understand that the cycle of being afraid, it's okay. That means there's a next move in you. You become stagnated. Some of you are feeling a pulling, a tugging. You're feeling an uneasiness. That's your sign of a next move. Huh? I told y'all, we applying pressure. You're feeling like you're being uprooted. Hey, my bro, Prophet RC, good to see you, sir. You're uncomfortable, huh? What used to bring joy now brings sorrow because there's a next move. Some of y'all trying to hold on to old moves and God released it. You're trying to hold on to people that God released out of your life. He done sent the storm, he done sent the rain, he done sent confusion, he done sent everything, and you still trying to hold on to an old move, and he trying to give you the next move. Somebody better tell me I'm teaching in here. Huh? You trying to hold on to the old move. And God is bringing the new. What if I would have held on to the old move, the old way of doing things? Huh? If I didn't hear God during the pandemic, I was already doing relationship, but I wasn't doing it on this level. What if I still was sitting there trying to work an old system that wasn't working for me? I'm looking at my brother, R.C. Blake. He was way ahead of me. I called him for advice when I heard God shifting me in this next move. Y'all not saying nothing. But I can't get stuck in something that was new and is now time for the next move. Huh? You're irritated. You're frustrated. You're sitting in that cubicle. Huh? You're sitting in that cubicle. You're sitting in that mundane situation. Huh? There's no joy. There's no peace. There's no laughter. The people that you once wanted to go to lunch with, and the people that you once wanted to hang out with, now you're just sitting there. You feel captive in the place that you used to be free in. Because there's a next move. Huh? It's all because it's time for next move. You're trying to live off of the last move, and it's not working. You're trying to hang with somebody that was the last move. I'm doing my best, Phyllis. She said, you teach me. You're trying to hold on and pull back something, and God is trying to release it out of your life so you can get the next move. They're the old move. I don't care how good it was. I don't care how much you enjoyed it. Whenever God is calling you to the next move, he calls things to dry up. You go through a season of drought and dryness because God is trying to take you to a new, I feel the revelation. He's trying to take you to a new fresh water place. Did y'all just hear what I just said? He's trying to take you to a fresh watered place. The seed dropped 10 minutes ago. It's on the screen. I didn't even say it. The seed is $58. Why 58, Bishop? 5, the number of favor and grace. 8, the number of new beginning. God said it's the next move seed of $58. Seed of $58. 5, the number of grace. 8, the number of new beginning. He is giving you the grace for the next move. There are 20 of you that are going to sow it today. I prophesy to you for the next move. This is your next move, see. There are 20 of you while I'm teaching, while I'm preaching, whatever I'm doing, preaching. Thank you, Jesus. $ Greg Davis 10. It'll be on all platforms. Are y'all listening to me? $ Greg Davis 10. Voila, this is a prophetic word for you today, that there's a next move in you. Huh? The people of God, they were in a dry place. And he said, I'm taking you to a place where there's flowing milk and honey. There's a next move. Huh? He will cause Pharaoh to put you out. Y'all not saying nothing. He will cause Pharaoh to put you out. Some of you, Pharaoh is putting you out, but you're trying to hold on to old systems. I'm done. This is not a long message. The seed today is 58. Huh? In the book of God Almighty, we're going, I believe it's 1 Kings 17. I forget to put the scripture. 1 Kings 17. 1 Kings 17. I got 17 minutes to do it. Huh? That's it, Dr. Paulette. Huh? Pharaoh will put you out, but you still want to say, Nebuchadnezzar, Cyrus' anointing was raised up. Say, y'all go back home, but some of them stayed in Babylon. Are y'all listening to me today? Because they were intimidated by the next move. They didn't want to build. The next move will require, hey Erica, the next move will require building. The next move will require Blair work. Huh? You've forgotten what work was because you're stuck in the old move. The next move will I'm prophesying, but y'all want me to say your name. The next move will require work and building and fortitude and consistency. Huh? You're going to have to start. I hope y'all hear the word of love. Huh? It will require work, building, fortitude, consistency. Huh? The next move, you cannot come with the old mindset of the last move, because the next move, hear the word of the Lord, will come. Y'all not saying nothing. Now Elijah the Tishbite in Gilead said to Ahab, as the Lord, the God of Israel lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years, except at my word. Elijah said, I'm closing the heavens up. The Lord told me to close the heavens up. There will be no dew, no rain. No dew, no rain. That is what God is saying. That's where we at. No dew, no rain. I'm drying up everything. Are y'all listening to me? I'm drying up everything. But then the word of the Lord came to Elijah privately. Elijah first gives a public word. Are y'all listening to me? Then God came, because when God gives a public word to the prophet, he then gives him a private word of how he's going to sustain during the season that he's prophesied. Y'all missed that. That's okay. That was for me. That was free. I don't know who that was for. If you didn't get it, it wasn't for you. Here's the next move, Elijah. Y'all not saying nothing. Here's the next move, Blair. Here's the next move, Prophetess Nina. If this is for you, put a one in the chat, everybody, that this word is for. Here's the next move. Leave here. Y'all not saying nothing. Somebody is going to sow a seed of 580. I don't know who you are, but you're watching me. You're watching me, and you're going to sow a seed of 580. There's no rain. There's no dew. All right? But this is how I'm going to say. This is the next move. Are y'all listening to me? This is the next move. Leave here, turn eastward, hide in Kereth Ravine, east of the Jordan. Here's the instructions, Lisa, of the next move. You will drink water from the brook. I have directed ravens with an S to supply. I hope y'all hear me prophesy. You with food there. Y'all not saying nothing. I'm going to bring a dirty bird. Let me announce to you all that the next move, you may not like who God's going to use. It ain't going to be people that necessarily go to church and they saved and they look like you. He may pull up in a pickup truck, but he got what you need to supply. I'm not talking about a male-female relationship. Y'all not saying nothing. Huh? Sometimes we ignore moves. I hope y'all hear me prophesy. We ignore moves because it is not to our appetite. It is not to what we want it to look like, not who we want it to come from, not how God is. It ain't your place to talk about how and when and who and what. It is your place to obey and receive. 19 people put in the chat. 19 people put in the chat, the next move is going to be uncommon. Chocolate girl, the next move is going to be uncommon. There are 20 of you that are going to sow $58. There's one that's going to sow. The next move is going to be uncommon. It is not going to be common to what you, Portia Dave. It is not going to be common to what you are used to. It is going to be uncommon. That's why the urgency was on you, Kimmy, to get in this room, because this is not information for you, Kimmy. This is confirmation. The next move is going to be uncommon. A dirty bird? A dirty bird? Dirty birds are going to feed me? Look what it says. And you will drink from the brook. A brook, not a river. A brook. Where y'all at? Are y'all here? Kaylin, Barbette, y'all here? You're going to drink from a brook, chat, not a river. Wait, hold on. You telling me, Tony, I'm going to drink from a brook? Not something that got, huh? The next move is not going to be how you think it's going to be. And the ravens are going to supply you with water. And they're going to provide you with food there. Some of you are trying to argue with how crazy and foolish the next move sounds to you. I've been in this city all my life. I've been around my family all my life. And God telling you to do like Miss Jackie and go somewhere where you don't know nobody. Miss Jackie slept in in airports and y'all not saying nothing. She don't think I know. Huh? But the next move is going to be crazy. It's going to be uncommon. Some of y'all would have said, ain't no way in the world I'm not going to eat off of no birds. And they dirty. I'm drinking water from a brook. I just had servants. This is a man that has servants. He got the company of the prophets. Let me give you another revelation. It don't make no difference whether Trump, Biden, or who gets in the White House. Y'all not saying, it don't make no difference who get in the White House. It don't make no difference who's over the Congress. It don't make no difference what goes on. God said, I'll shut up the heavens, but I'll open up uncommon favor for you. Did you hear what I said? He said, I'll shut up the heavens. I'll have war all around you, but it won't come nigh you because it is a time I'll still take care of you with uncommon favor. Y'all not saying nothing. So he did what the Lord told him. He moved. He went to Kereth, the ravine, east of the Jordan, and stayed there. And the ravens, come here, Blair. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening. This was the move. He's in the move. Huh? This was the move. Y'all ready? The tension of the text is in verse 7. Verse 7, Erica. And sometime later, sometimes later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain, Thomas, in the land. Wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, because wait a minute. The brook dried up, but he told me to go here. That wasn't a permanent move. That was a temporary sustainer until the next move. Sometimes you meet people and they temporary sustainers. Everybody you meet ain't for the lifetime. Are y'all here? There is, I'm here for a moment. I'm here for a while. And I'm here for a lifetime. But you can't panic. Y'all not saying nothing. When the brook dries up. Some of y'all right in the middle of a brook drying up. And that just means it's time for the next move. You can't refuse. You can't allow yourself to cry over. Stevie Wonder got a song say, my eyes don't cry no more. My heart don't ache no more. It's time for the next move. Y'all cry, I believe in the will of God. And then when the will of God come and it ain't like you want it to be, and the brook dries up, some brooks done dried up. 19 people put it in the chat right now. The brook done dried up. Lord, it's time for the next move. What's the next move, God? I ain't gonna bellyache. Okay, you told me to go here and ravens gonna feed me, and now the brook done dried up. So what's the next move, God? Because I don't know. All I know, okay, they ain't around no more. What's the next move? What we doing next, yet, huh? What we doing? You know, it's like on a vacation when you go with your girlfriend. What we doing next, girl? We done that. This ain't no fun no more. This ain't no, when it ain't no fun no more, huh? When it ain't no fun no more, you say, God, what's next? When the brook done dried up, when there ain't no money, what's next, God? Because I know you got something next, because you didn't bring me this far to leave me. What's next, God? What's next? Because you didn't bring me this far to leave me. What's next? What's next? Cause this done dried up. What's next, my bank account? What's next? What's next? Cause this, I need the next move. What's next? Don't y'all get put out of where you at screaming like me. What's next? Cause this done dried up. This ain't no joy in this no more. Ain't no fun in this no more. Ain't no peace in this no more. The anointing has lifted for this and them. Shatamase. Rotododamase. 19 people that's right here, right now, put in the chat, what's next? Shatamase. Rotododamase. What's next? Because this ain't working no more. I'm fed up with this. I'm tired of working for somebody else. I'm tired of showing. What's next, God? You told me to come here. So if you told me to come here, Natalia, then I know there's a next. Lift your hands right now and scream out, what's next, wherever you're at? Because you told me to come here. So I'm going to keep on going to them acting calls, Miss Jackie. You told me to come here, God. You told me that my career was in Atlanta. So what's next? Then the word of the Lord came to him. Listen to this word, Lisa. Verse 9. Go at once. Go at once. If you feel the presence of God, put fire in the chat. Go expeditiously. Go immediately. Go in a hurry. Go fast. Leave them birds there. Leave that brook. Ain't no more water. I done dried this up. Make haste. That's right. Go. Get that new car, Linda. Go. Make that move. Go. Start that business. Go. Get that LLC. Go. Write that grant. Go. Make haste. Get out of there. The brook done dried up. There's a new place I got for you. It's time to bust the move. Make that next move. Go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon. Stay there. I have directed a woman there to supply you with food. Wait a minute, God. Wait a minute. Wait one picking minute. You told me to go with dirty birds and a brook. Now you telling me, good God, you telling me to go to a widow woman? You're not saying nothing. And she, this the best you got? You're not saying nothing. Huh? Stop questioning the next move. I told y'all, the next move is uncommon. It's unrealistic to man. It's unrealistic in the flesh. You thinking in the flesh, you not moving in the spirit. Go! All I need you to do is go. Don't question me. Go. I done instructed a widow woman. Now this part of the text, Pastor Thaddeus, it always, I'm done. There are 20 people that's sowing $58. 5 is the number of grace. 8 is the number of new beginning. 58. One person is going to sow a maximized faith seed of 580. Watch this. So he went. He made the next move. Because that move was over with. Chat, where you at? You done fell out? Huh? So he went to Zarephath. And he came to the gate. A widow woman. They're gathering sticks. Wait a minute, Anita. She gathering sticks. He called her and asked, would you bring me a little water in a jar? That's the girl right there that I may drink. And she was going to get it. And he called and he said, bring me a piece of bread. Surely as the Lord, she don't know nothing about him. But God, you said she gonna supply. He said, I've instructed. She didn't, I directed. She seemed like she didn't even know. Because watch this. As surely as God lives, she replied, I don't have any bread. But he directed her. How you gonna tell me to go and you directed her? Huh? And you ain't even, what? He says to her, she said, I only have a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in the jug. I'm gathering a few sticks to take them home. Make me and myself and my son that we may eat and die. How you done directed her and she talking this kind of talk? God, this woman talking about dying and I didn't come here to die. Remember, it's a famine that he instructed. Y'all not saying nothing. And he says, this is what the Lord said, God of Israel says, the jar of flour. I need Thaddeus to holler for me. The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain in the land. The next move. I don't know how. I don't know when. All I know, there's a next move. It's scary. Huh? Make me scratch my head. Make me want to holler through up both my hands. Huh? And the woman did as Elijah told her. Because it was in the obedience, Kimmy J. Huh? Kimberly Dabney. It was in the obedience. Huh? He didn't live off the last move that dried up. Y'all not saying that. He didn't live off the last move that dried up. Huh? Some of y'all in a dried up state. You living in a dried up city. You living in a dried up state of mind. You living around dried up people. You living around dried up family members. Don't want to do nothing. It's dried up. God has dried things up today. Huh? But the Lord said, it's time for a next move. Huh? Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. It's time for the next move. Y'all not saying nothing. It's time for the next move. Yes, it's scary. Yes, you don't understand it. Yes, you're scratching your head. Yes. Huh? I'm back. Huh? Yes, you're scratching your head. Huh? But how long you gonna sit in a dried up place and not move? Huh? You're uncomfortable living the way you living. You're uncomfortable living around, huh? The people. There are 16 more people that are gonna sow that seed. This is the time to do it. The Lord spoke to me before I came on. And the Lord said to tell them that would give today that you're giving the prophet a drink of water. Y'all not saying nothing. He said, if you give the prophet a drink of water, you'll receive a prophet's reward. That there's not often that the Spirit of God leads me, I love you, daughter, to say this, but today you're giving the prophet a drink of water. If you give the prophet a drink of water, you receive the prophet's reward. I love you, Prophetess Shaniqua, daughter. Huh? You're sowing 58. There's one person. I've said it three times. You're to give 580. If you do it and obey the voice of God, there's a next move that's coming. Cheryl, those of you that are watching on Facebook, those of you that are watching on Instagram, put in the chat one more time on TikTok, everywhere. There's a next move. You have not played all the moves that you got. You have not run out of moves. There's a next move. The brook dried up. He said, go to the woman's house. There's a next move. You can't shout off the last move. God said, there's a next move. 19 people put it in the chat right now. Next move. Do it again. Bishop, I already put it in there again. I want you to get it in your spirit. I want you to get it in you. This is not where you're going to die. You will not blab. You will not. Carolyn, Hayes, Thomas, Kimberly, Kimmy, Kimmy, Mia Moore, you will not, Shaniqua Scott, you will not, Joy, Cheryl, you will not, Laura, you will not, Phyllis, die, you will not die on my watch. Because you're allowing a dry place to take you out and you will not do nothing. Your paycheck is not your source. The eternal God is my refuge, and underneath his wings is his everlasting arms. Thank you, God. There's a next move in you. Don't you stop because you think you reached a certain pinnacle. We go from faith to faith, glory to glory. The sky is not even the limit. That's it, Kimmy. Kimberly Dabney, the crushing is a part of the move. Are y'all listening to me? Doggone it, just get up and do it. Doggone it, just get up and make the move. I'm going to go over it one more time. Let's review. Wasn't the last move scary? Didn't the last move require great faith? Wasn't the last move foolish? You didn't have the money for this move that you're on now. You didn't know who was going to bless you or who was going to sustain you. You didn't know the people that God was going to use from the last move. All you knew is I heard the voice of Jesus say, good God Almighty, I feel Baptist in here, Blair. Huh? You didn't know how you was going to be sustained. You didn't know. You didn't have no good credit last time. You didn't. You got better credit now and you more scared. Didn't he? Prophetess Nina, ain't you been coming 7 days a week since last May and didn't know all you did was obey the prophet? You obey. I don't call myself a prophet. Why did I say that? all you did. It was a lie just like this. And God said, start a midnight something and go to praying for folk. What? If he did that, then he's going to do the next. Stop worrying about the move and just move. Doggone it, just move by faith. Some of y'all won't sow because you won't move. You just got to move. Faith is the substance of things, hope for the evidence. Huh? Just move, doggone it. Just move. You did it scary. You did it alone. Doggone it, just move. May the Elijah anointing be on you to obey God in the move. May the Elijah anointing be on you to obey God. You're sowing that $58 seed, five for grace, eight for new beginning. And I want you to entitle it, the next move. If you believe that there's a next move on you, I want you to put 58 in the chat. I want you to put the number 58 in the chat. If you believe that God, y'all mind Pastor Thaddeus all the time. If you believe that there's a next move, you put 58 in the chat and get the seed in the ground for the next move. I'm not going to live off of the old move. I'm not going to live in a memorial state. I'm living off of the next move. You're sowing your seed. You're believing God. Don't he always make a way? Don't he always provide? Don't he always... Some of you, the Lord spoke to you and told you to give a major seed. Huh? He told you to give a major seed for the next move and you won't obey. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Some of y'all on Facebook, some on YouTube, some of you that on X, some of you on TikTok, some of you on Instagram. Sow that seed. I want to see some people's name that I ain't never saw before give. Come on. For the next move. Father, we prophesy the next move. We believe you for the next move. We trust you for the next move. We're scared, but we're doing it afraid. We acknowledge you for the next move. Whatever you tell us to do, if you tell us to pick up with one suitcase and move across the country, God will leave everything to follow the next move. We go with God. We go with God. Put in the chat right now, everybody, three words, go with God. Y'all see it on my shirt. Go with God. Huh? Put my hat on. Go with God. Put it in there. Go with God. Not with man. Not with family. I'm going with God. Go with God. Go with God. Go with God. You see me? I got a new CD coming out. I got a new single coming out. Huh? My kids used to laugh. Say, Daddy, you sing all them old songs? Huh? I'm getting checks for them now. They ain't laughing no more. You got to go against what people say. Huh? I prophesied to you, MJ Melly Melly. Huh? That everything new is coming your way. I prophesied that the enemy, what he tried to do to you the last 3 years, it is self-destructive. Are y'all listening to me? Do it for me, Tony. Huh? That sounds like God. Huh? Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said, Millie? Huh? The plot and the plan of the enemy has been canceled and destroyed in your life. Hallelujah. Praising Jesus for all the things Broad. Mr. Detail, good to see you. I didn't mean to get excited like this, but there's a next move, y'all. What you gonna do? You gonna sit there and let Natalia, everything that's dried up in your life? Huh? You gonna continue to sit there in the dried up place with dried up people? Huh? You gonna sit there and let things dry up around you? Are you gonna go to the unfamiliar, to the uncommon, to that, huh? Let me tell y'all something, Pastor Tamika. I ain't never had money for what's next. I ain't never, Gregory, Pastor Antoine, had enough money. Some of y'all tell me I ain't got enough money to do. I ain't never had enough money. But I'm gonna tell you what I did have enough of. I'm gonna tell you, Celeste, I'm gonna tell you, Kimberly, I'm gonna tell you what I did have enough of. I had enough faith. I ain't never had enough money, Phyllis. I ain't never had enough money to do what's next. I ain't never, Jasmine, had enough money, Deuces, to do what's next, Elizabeth, Angela. I've never had enough money to do. Because for me, money ain't nothing but seed. But I had enough faith. Some of y'all basing your next move on some of y'all basing your next move on money, but you should be basing it on faith and favor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're sowing that seed of 58. Bishop, I don't have 58. Get the closest you got to it. Everybody, get a seed in the ground. Everybody, get your what's next seed in the ground. Oh, I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What's next? Thank you, Linda. What's next? What's next? What's next? Any of the prophets got a word for anybody? Clubhouse, any of the prophets? Open your mouth, your mic if you do. Anybody? 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 Helen. You're kind of distorted, Dr. Paulette.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's a little better. Receive it. Check. Everybody put that in the chat. Checkmate. 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 If y'all in here on other platforms, checkmate. Every move you make, he's going to say checkmate. Anybody else? Those of you that are on Instagram, blessings to you. Appreciate you, Erica. Appreciate you, Carolyn, Joy, Dawn. Checkmate. If you want to come on to Clubhouse, we're going to finish on Clubhouse. Love all of you. the next move. Make sure you sow today, all right? Make sure you sow. Make sure you sow and receive your proper reward. Blessings. Go with God. Anybody else on Clubhouse that got a word? All these prophets.
I just want to say this one thing, and that is that there is such an awesome